The Power of Disappearing. Today on the podcast, I have Vanessa, my facilitator when it comes to learning more about dyslexia, and we're just going to have a very relaxed and frank chat about this power that dyslexics have. Now, how I'd word it, and Vanessa may have a slightly different view of it, is the ability to be somewhere in reality, to look like you're listening and hearing everything. You know, it happens to me a lot in meetings, or funny enough, in my relationship with my partner, where it looks like I'm completely there with her and I'm listening and I'm making all the right facial expressions, but in my head, I'm somewhere else. I've disappeared from the conversation. I'm in another world and I don't actually hear what's being said. You know, it kind of leads to a lot of people going, I'm sure I've told you that. And I'm going, no, you haven't, because I never picked up on that information. You know, Vanessa, you know, you've got a bit of experience with that. Do you know, so why does that kind of happen?
So what happens there is when you think in pictures, we can create very, very visual worlds in our head. And our attention is in that world rather than in the present moment or in the reality. So what I mean by that is you can be sitting in front of someone listening to them talk and your ears are physically hearing the sound. You can be reacting to what they're saying, nodding, you know, yes, I'm listening. But actually, as you've just described, in your head, you are thinking about something else completely. I had an experience where I was given some instructions on going to a restaurant. And when I heard those instructions, I started visualizing the restaurant that I would be going to that evening, what I was going to wear, where that restaurant was. So much so that I didn't actually hear the correct restaurant name and I went to the wrong restaurant. So that is a very a real example of how dyslexia can affect you, of when you don't hear what's being said, you hear what you think has been said.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Like I can probably, another great example that's come to my head is when I was sitting with you initially and I was... Well, you were talking to me, you know, and I was in the room, I was nodding, I was smiling.
Yeah.
And you had builders around at your house working on your deck.
Yeah.
And they were working away and I could hear the banging. And it was like I left my body and my mind went to your deck and I could see them hammering away on it. And I always remember you saying to me, you know, going, wow, that's great. You've picked up. That's a disorientation or a disorientated moment. But then you challenged me a bit because you said, so what did my deck look like? And I could explain what the deck looked like. And you mentioned back to me, have you ever been on my deck? How do you know what it looks like? And it took me a moment and I clicked and went, actually, I've never been there. But my mind had created a picture that looked so real. But as you said, you know, your deck could have been filled with rubber ducks, yellow rubber ducks, and I wouldn't know. So it gave me a real... wow moment.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you had another great experience that we talked about was that you got invited away to a friend's batch and you'd never been there before, but yet they'd kind of said to you, oh, it's not much. So much so that you'd created this picture of almost a shack, you know. So that wasn't based on reality, that was based on your pictures. And then when you got down to your friend's batch, you actually realized it was a really nice place. So the difference between someone who's dyslexic and someone who's not is that our pictures are so real, that's our reality. And that's the difference, is that we can't always tell when we've experienced something in our head in our pictures versus when we've actually experienced it. So those pictures are just very real for us and we're not even aware that we're in our head rather than in the real world. And that's the dyslexic talent.
It's interesting. And with, if you think about it, how does that then affect our reality, in your opinion?
Well, it means that it can do two things. One, it makes us very uncertain because as you've just said yourself at the start, you can be sure that you haven't been told something, you know, and it's like, I've told you that. And as a dyslexic, because you were physically hearing the sound, but that physical hearing of the sound wasn't actually creating comprehension, you can swear that you haven't heard it. And that makes you very uncertain. You know, have I heard that correctly? Am I in the right restaurant? You know, was my example. And the other thing it can do is it can mean that you can react to things from a place that isn't accurate. So you can react from to a situation when the situation has actually been created in your head. Mm. By that, I mean the experience of you going to your friend's batch. You know, your partner was, well, I don't want to go because it's going to be horrible and it's going to be cold and it's going to be this. That was all coming from a place that was in your head. It wasn't reality.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. Like, I literally thought it was a barn that probably we were sleeping on hay.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, honestly, I mean, she's got some picture thinking traits herself.
Yeah.
So between both of us, we were getting set up for something slightly better than a tent.
Yeah.
And when we got there, we were, wow, that's amazing. And we actually had that experience of reality.
Mm.
But it was amazing how just a few words or someone else's words of their own picture could create such a vivid reality, and that actually drove the emotion to consider not going. Like we decided to go in the end, but we were like, oh, it's, you know, it didn't drive us to want to go quicker. It drove us to go, oh, this is going to probably be an average experience, and it was an amazing experience.
And that's what happens, you see, is our pictures drive our emotions. And when you can experience your pictures like that is reality, you know, that's where you can get things wrong, or you can have an experience that is very different from how you pictured it. So it really does drive us in a way that we're not even aware of until we become aware of how our pictures can influence us.
Wow. And so learning from that, what can our listeners do? You know, what's the first step to them being a bit, I guess maybe it's more aware of it, but what's the first step they can take to start to realize that difference between reality and you know, what's made up in their minds?
Well, I think the first step is actually becoming aware that you are a picture thinker, and then how many times you think with those pictures. You know, that is the very first step to this. You know, everybody can think in pictures, but really the talent that the dyslexic has is that we can get lost in our pictures. So, you know, with that example, I mean, you know, someone who isn't dyslexic, yeah, you can be sitting in a meeting, getting a little bit bored, having a little bit of a daydream, but you will be able to come back into that meeting and pick up where you left off. A dyslexic or a picture thinker will have that same experience, but when they come back into the meeting, they won't be able to just pick up on the thread of what's been said. So really a good starting point is maybe just being aware of how often do you go into your mind, how often do you daydream, how often do you think in pictures in your head. Mm. You know, just even having that awareness is a good starting point.
That's interesting. Mm. Like as you say that, I was thinking about, I was listening to Talkback last night.
Mm-hmm.
I like to listen to the British Talkback, and they had, what I love is when they do segments of stories, which is someone else's experience.
Mm.
You know, I find sometimes I enjoy radio more than TV because I can create all the pictures in my head. I give people faces, I give people houses. They're not real, but in my mind, I'm literally, I may as well be watching TV. It's probably better than TV. It's a much more immersive experience.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts. But yeah, no, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Vanessa. And
you're welcome.
I hope our listeners have enjoyed it. If you've enjoyed this and you'd like to find out more if you are a picture thinker, just visit truthaboutdyslexia.com. We've got a great test. We've got a great download about 20 things about living with a dyslexic, which is great for partners of and dyslexics to have a read of. And look forward to having you back as a listener on the podcast. Thank you very much, Vanessa, for your time.
Thank you, Stephen.